Hi everyone, Dr. Clark here on The Place for Answers. Let's talk about the connection between fibromyalgia and hypothyroidism. Well, if you don't know what fibromyalgia is, let me just go ahead and tell you, I think it's a garbage can diagnosis. I'm not saying it's not real, but I'm saying the diagnosis is pretty lame because I've done a lot of research on this topic and, you know, teaching a lot of doctors around the country, and, you know, I've delved into a lot of these topics. And what I can tell you is this, research has shown that the criteria that were established for fibromyalgia, you know, 16 years ago, the doctors that were using that criteria around the country and diagnosing people with fibromyalgia, they weren't even following the criteria correctly. That's what retrospective research shows, as many of these guys were never even putting their hands on people. That's pretty criminal, right? So fibromyalgia as a diagnosis, all it really means, folks, is that you've got chronic, unexplained pain. And the kind of funny thing about it is I could probably take the – in fact, I know I could. Out of the next 50 people that walked by my office, I could get 25 of them by the criteria that are established. I could diagnose them with fibromyalgia. Now, what it means is if you've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, the doctor just didn't know why you have the pain that you have. And I'm not going to go into all the causes of fibromyalgia because there's a whole bunch of them. But a very common thing I'm seeing is there's a – I have a problem with it actually. A common problem I'm seeing is I see a lot of women that are coming to my office that are diagnosed with fibromyalgia and they also have hypothyroidism. Now, what is the connection between the two? Well, their symptoms sort of overlap. I mean, on the one hand, let's take the hypothyroid, right? What are your common hypothyroid symptoms? Depression, weight gain. You can have increased sensitivity to pain. You feel cold. Your muscles can ache. You can lose hair, okay? No energy. Now over here, fibromyalgia, guess what you get? You can get depression, muscle pain, low endurance, fatigue. I mean, they look very similar. In fact, there's a couple other conditions that mimic these as well, which is why we check for them. So basically, you've got these two things that share, you know, similar symptoms. What I'm seeing in my practice, I'm seeing there's a very kind of there's a fibromyalgia and fatigue sort of clinic. They're pretty popular around the country. Basically, they'd say everybody that has fibromyalgia is hypothyroid, and they give everybody thyroid hormones. That's a major mistake. Yes, a lot of people that have those symptoms, depending on which side of the coin to look at, some of these people are hypothyroid, but just so you know, the number one cause of low thyroid in America is Hashimoto's, and giving them thyroid hormones is going to help a little bit, but it ain't going to do anything for the autoimmune attack. Fibromyalgia symptoms, giving people thyroid hormones, is going to be like giving them like an energy drink. They're going to feel good for a while, but it's not going to do anything for what's really causing their pain. Just saying that every fibromyalgia patient is low thyroid is, that's ridiculous. And that's just a ridiculous kind of a cookie cutter way of getting a lot of people to come to my fibromyalgia and fatigue clinic and charge them a bunch of money, give them all hormones, and, you know, let's see how the cookie crumbles. Because here's the thing, probably 25 to 30% of those women are going to feel okay when you give them some thyroid hormones, right? Because they're on this side of the coin. Some of these people on this side, they're going to feel okay too. But they're not digging deep. And it really doesn't take – it takes almost no extra effort on the doctor's part to really figure out what's going on. The difference is you actually have to have the training to know what to look for. So the connection between fibromyalgia and hypothyroid is here. A woman with hypothyroid or a low-functioning thyroid gland for whatever reason – and there's a bunch of them. You can look at some of my other videos. She can have the same symptoms as a fibromyalgia patient. But saying you have fibromyalgia – that diagnosis doesn't even tell you why you have that. Does that make sense? Let me give you some common things. Many people that have fibromyalgia actually have some form of autoimmune attack. Many people with fibromyalgia actually have poor firing brains in the frontal lobe and in the parietal lobe. There's a bunch of different reasons, but I can guarantee you, any doctor, mainstream medical doctor that diagnoses you with fibromyalgia, they are not looking to see whether you've got autoimmunity. They're not looking to see if you've got functional weakness in your frontal lobe or your brain. They're just looking at a checklist that says, guess what, Mary, you've had this pain for 10 years or 5 years or a year. No one really knows what it is, so you've got fibromyalgia. Well, that doesn't help us at all. I mean, that's really not helpful at all. So if you've been diagnosed, you think you have fibromyalgia, I don't want you to lose hope. And don't just settle for that. You got to find somebody that understands that those two things can overlap. But they can also be two totally different things. You got to find somebody who's willing to take the time, leave no stone unturned to find out, is it hypothyroid? Is it chronic unexplained pain that we could call fibromyalgia? Or is it something else?